Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Tim King, the executive director of the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. And Tim, it's very nice to have you back.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're going to talk about, the big thing on the calendar at LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra every year is this Hoosier Star.
Right.
And this started back when?
Well, we're in our 14th year. Mm-hmm. I've been involved with it for about 5 or 6 years now. It started as it's a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. for the orchestra. Started 14 years ago and was very, very popular when it first started. And as you know, with fundraisers tend to have a shelf life. Mm-hmm. If you do the same dance on the same date at the same time of year. But this has been really impressive to me that we're in our 14th year now, and we have we had 90 people audition for this year, and I was so impressed with the quality. Mm-hmm. And these are people that I still haven't heard from, didn't know that they had these kinds of voices. And so we have a youth division that's 17 and under, and an adult division that's 18 and over, and we choose 5 from the youth and 5 from the adult. And so the big deal here is that they get to solo with the orchestra. So they essentially make their debut, their performance debut, with the orchestra on September the 7th.
Now, can candidates come back if they don't make the cut 1 year? Can they re-audition?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can, and we just amended our rules this past year that if you're a finalist, you can come back.
Oh, good.
For it used to be if you were a finalist, you couldn't come back the following year, but you could the next year after that. We eliminated that and said you can. And we have actually a couple of people that have been finalists before, one of the adult and one of the youth that have made the process again for this year.
And what kinds of music did these people perform?
That's interesting, too. We have everything from country to opera. We have one person singing Nessun Dorma from Turandot.
Uh-huh.
We have a Michael Bublé piece. We have rock and roll. There's a gentleman doing a rock and roll piece. We have a country piece. We have 2 or 3 pop pieces. So just everything is in there.
Are there individual winners for individual categories?
Well, with just the category for the youth, there's a winner.
Okay.
And the category for the adult, and there's a winner. And
whatever they bring.
Exactly.
The table.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's fun. So there are 5 each, and the age range for the adults is.
Well, I think they go anywhere from 18 to over 60.
Oh, cool.
This year. Yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And I like the name of this one youth contestant, Ella Moon.
Ella Moon, isn't that a wonderful name?
That's a fantastic name. I see she's from Crown Point. So these are candidates from all over the place.
Well, they have been all over the place. You know, when it first started, it was sort of just our 3-county region, Lake mm-hmm. Porter and LaPorte. Mm-hmm. And we also do accept candidates from Berrien County in southwest Michigan. Mm-hmm. We just go that far. But this year, we had them as far as Terre Haute. We had someone from Terre Haute, someone from New Albany, which you know is just right across the river from Louisville,
right?
Which is a good 5-hour hike from here. So we had candidates literally from all over the state.
So word is spreading.
It is.
This is something you want to participate
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And I think that the draw is that you get to perform with an orchestra.
Have your past winners gone on to fame and glory?
I can't say anybody's on the Broadway stage yet, but we do have a couple of them that have good careers going on in Chicago.
Yeah,
right now they have a steady work in music theater in Chicago right
Wonderful.
Now. Yeah, so
there are
some that have done well.
So this is taking place on Saturday, September the 7th.
Right, it's at the Civic Auditorium in LaPorte, and the tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for children 12 and under. And we have a website, HoosierStar.com, and the ticket link is up there ready to go.
Good. And you pack the house?
Not quite. You know, with the Civic Auditorium is a big place
it's
to try
gigantic,
to fill.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And so if we can get 1,000, I'm really, really happy.
Yeah.
It holds about 1,500. But so the more the merrier.
And finally, who are the judges for the contest?
Oh, my gosh. I have to remember. Reverend DeWitt Jackson is a judge. He's from Michigan City. Mary Kay Steele is a judge. And there's a younger person, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who it is. So I apologize about that.
Do they say mean things?
No, they don't say mean. No, they try to be. But I will tell you that everyone in the audience gets to critique. So everyone has a vote. But the judges have a higher percentage. So the judges have 25% of the vote. And then the audience each gets a vote. vote, and then we have an accounting firm, Parkinson and Hinton, who actually does the accounting for us, and we have the winners at the end.
That's fantastic.
It is. Sounds like it's such fun. It's really a lot of a good. There is criticism, but it's positive.
Yeah.
We try to make sure it's, but especially for the younger ones. Uh-huh. You know, you don't need to be tearing somebody down.
I don't want Ella Moon to be upset.
Absolutely, and that's quite a voice, by the way. So
wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Well, thanks, Tim, for being here to tell
thank
us
you, John.
About it. Good luck.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.